This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brennan Cruiser
and Taryn Willis
with me and my mates. The cool show for mates with disabilities.
Brendan and I have been mates for many, many years, and it's cool that we can come together and bring you a show focusing on disabilities and helping educate people in the community about different disabilities and what is available, as well as inspiring those of us with disabilities.
Keep on listening to our great show. Hey everybody, this is Brendan Creswell.
And Taryn Wallace.
With me and my mates. Hope things are going all good for everybody, because things have been going pretty good for me. It was my birthday on the 15th of March, so happy birthday to me. And I had good fun. I got what I wanted, money and food, because I have a bad habit of having too much rubbish, and my family knows it, so... Yeah, but I made a custom birthday song for my party, so here it is. Enjoy.
Hey Brendan, it's your special day. Let the candles blow away. Cakes on the table, you're the star. But we all chipped in for a gift that's bizarre. Happy birthday, Brendan, it's your time. Another year old is still in your prime. Got your socks cause we're out of ideas. But hey, just smile through the cheesy pizzerias. And dude, you're out of control. Living life like a rock and roll soul. Still tripping over your old skate shoes. But you're the king of turning life's blues into booze. Happy birthday, friends. And let's raise a toast to the man with the least responsible host. We brought chips but forgot the beer. So enjoy this mix. Spotify cheers. Oh, 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 oh. Happy birthday, Brendan. Let's raise a toast to the man with the least responsible host. We brought chips but forgot the beer. So enjoy this mix. We made a Spotify cheers. Oh, Brendan, tell us how does it feel? Trading freedom for this birthday ordeal. We'll sing too loud, we'll crash too late. Your neighbors hate us, we can't be safe. The candles on this flaming cake. Or maybe more, we kinda lost the stake. But Brendan, you're our weirdest friend. So here's to you, we'll party till the bitter end. Happy birthday, Brendan, it's your time. Another year old is still in your prime. We got your socks cause we're out of ideas. But hey, just smile through the cheesy pizzerias. Oh, 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 oh. Brendan, happy birthday, Brendan. Let's raise a toast to the man with the least responsible host. We bought chips but forgot the beer. So enjoy this mix we made on Spotify. Cheers. Brendan, tell us, how does it feel? Trading freedom for this birthday ordeal. We'll sing too loud, we'll crash too late. Your neighbors hate us, we can't think straight. 30 candles on this flaming cake. Or maybe more, we kinda lost the stake. But Brendan, you're our weirdest friend. So here's to you, we'll party till the bitter end. Happy birthday, Brendan. Let's raise a toast to the man with the least responsible host. We brought chips, but forgot the beer. So enjoy this mix we made on Spotify. Cheers! Oh, 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 cheers! Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
You're hanging out with me and my mates on Access Radio 104.4. And that was a song made by AI, Brendan. Utilized AI to make that song. I think that's really cool.
That's
a really cool song.
Yeah, you can make songs about almost anything.
Oh, 100%. And if you've been listening to our show since, I suppose even since the end of last year, you'd know that I've been playing a lot of my own songs that I've written, but utilized AI to do the music. And Brendan's also getting into making music with AI as well, which is awesome. Yeah. So, we've got a lot of different variety with our music on our show.
I've made heaps of songs for my car shows, so those that love listening to Car Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go, too. Plenty
of them on there.
Yeah, so today we're talking about the human connection and just some things that I suppose could be helpful or... with regards to, I suppose, being somebody who has a disability or also somebody who has a family or friend who has a disability. And I think one of the main things that is really important for anybody, not just people with disabilities, but anybody, even adults, I think it's so important, I suppose, there's a few people who may have grown up being invalidated. And I suppose even now as adults, you might still feel like you're being invalidated. And it's not a nice feeling. Let's be honest, it's not a nice feeling. And... I think it's so important that, and I mean, we've spoken about this quite a bit on the show, and that's, putting yourself into somebody else's shoes and I suppose just kind of put yourself in their situation, how they might be feeling. And
and most people that I know with a disability are quite happy to discuss what it's like with people if they're interested in knowing. But the main thing is, the ones that are polite and are genuinely interested, I've got no trouble, explaining what life is like having bad eyesight and bad arm and leg, all of that. The ones for me that I don't particularly fancy talking to is the ones that come along and act like it's a big joke.
Yeah.
Which you get occasionally. Not that often, but I have had that.
Yeah. But have you found also that, there might be people who, I suppose they just, they might have the best intentions, right?
Mm.
But
yeah.
They just don't really understand what it's like for you with, not just your eyesight, but also... with your other conditions as well, they might not know what it's like to be in that position if they're haven't been there before. Have you found that? Like people will say, it's not really that hard, but they don't know what it's like for you.
Yeah, I've had that. Like trying to carry stuff like with my bad hand on my right side, I can hardly even carry a cup of water straight because of the lack of feeling and grip in that hand. Like I can carry stuff, but it's just not very easy.
Yeah.
But the thing that kind of does make me laugh is like if I'm putting away dishes and that at home, my family tell me not to carry so many plates with one hand because my good hand is like quite strong, probably because my other one's like super weak.
Yeah.
So my good hand is super strong and I can carry, goodness knows how many plates at one go. And my family are like, only carry one or two at a time. And I'm like, oh, five plates, easy.
Well, I suppose you've learned to...
Probably not the greatest idea, but, with one hand that's very weak and one that's quite strong.
You're hanging out with me and my mates on Access Radio 104.4, and that song was one of my songs utilising AI, and that one I actually got AI to do the lyrics as well. I just put in, like, because when I write a prompt, if I want AI to do the lyrics, I'll put in, like, it's crazy, like, I go all in and, you know, just do all the details and stuff like that, and it actually does a really, really good job. But that one is called Save the World With Our Light. And, I just hope that, you know, I gave you a little bit of encouragement. So today we're talking about the human connection, especially with regards to things like invalidation and, just being mindful, I suppose, of other people's feelings. And, I mean, I know, for one, what it's like, you know, I suppose, with me being such a deep thinker, and my brain is just completely, like, always running rampant, and I suppose, you know, as well, because with me being, you know, neurodivergent and everything, that's another topic, you know, for another show.
What does that mean?
Neurodivergent, how do I explain that? Well, I suppose, in short, it means that my brain isn't wired like the typical human brain. And that's cool, you know. And
yeah.
That's completely fine.
That makes people different.
100%, yeah. And it just makes people unique, and it makes them who they are. And but, you know, there are some things, you know, there are some setbacks as well. And people who, you know, whose brains aren't wired differently, they can, you know, they may not, you know, understand and know me. I know with me with some things. Like, I've always been told, ugh, you're so deep. And, oh, you know, you're just being dramatic. You know, mate, you know, stop taking it so seriously, things like that. And that's, you know, if somebody's sharing their, you know, trust you enough to really share how they're really feeling, and, you know, somebody, you know, turns around and makes you feel like that your thoughts don't matter. It can be a real blow.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I kind of feel like if I was, I mean, I suppose because I've had, you know, quite a lot of, you know, different experiences with, you know, with what people have said and I suppose how people have acted, you know, throughout my life, you kind of figure out ways of, I suppose the best ways of how you could go about things versus, you know, what may not be.
Yeah, because you get the ones, you know, that are all good and the ones that are really offensive, maybe not intentionally, some maybe, but, you know, some people with disabilities, you got to be really careful what you say to them because some of them don't understand. So, you know, some jokes you might make, you know, like with people with glasses, four eyes and all of that, you know, some people might find that funny and others, you know, might be offended by it. So unless you actually know the person like well enough to know whether that offends them or not, you know, just be careful.
Yeah, 100%.
Nothing wrong with humour in your life, but just, you know, make sure you know the person well enough before you make jokes, you know, regarding their disability or culture or anything, you know.
Yeah. And I suppose even, you know, if you just, you might be able to, you notice something with, you know, how they might come across and you might think, okay, maybe they're okay with that kind of thing, but then again, maybe they're not.
Yeah, because I had a friend a few weeks ago that I made a joke to unintentionally offending, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, had to apologise, which, you know, you do, you know. I think everyone's probably had to apologise for something they've said or done in their life.
Yeah.
But, you know, the main thing is showing that you're sorry for making a bad joke or, you know, offending someone regarding their disability.
Yeah. And I think what it comes down to is, you know, just putting yourself in that situation. How do you feel like, you know, they might feel? And I know it depends as well. Like some people, like me, for instance, I'm a very feeling-based person, like, you know, heart-led, where some people are very, you know, head-led and they don't care about how people feel. It's more about, you know, facts and things like that. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we're all human, we're all different, but we're all different, but we're all the same, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, we all have different beliefs and personalities.
And friends definitely mean a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the beauty of it, really.
And the thing is, you could have 5 good mates, you know, or way more, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, on Facebook, and you see people with several hundred friends, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, do you actually know every single person on there? You know, because I get the feeling some people just want to see, you know, goodness knows how many hundreds of friends on their Facebook page.
You'd be surprised, though, because I know some people who who have got, you know, probably a couple thousand friends on Facebook, but they are people who are, I suppose, well-travelled. They've, you know, lived in various different places, and they're just like the kind of people who just make friends really easily.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, that's a beautiful thing, to have connections all around the world. And and I think, you know, that also makes it even nicer, you know, knowing that you know these people, but you don't get to see them as often. But when you do, it's just that much, you know, more meaningful.
Yeah, like I've got, you know, mates that I haven't seen for goodness knows how many years, and yet, yeah, you know, I still keep in contact with some of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah,
some of them you kind of unintentionally lose contact with them, but sort of just happens.
Yeah.
And every so often you think of, oh, I haven't talked to so-and-so or whoever in several years, better give them a text or a ring.
Yeah, and I think it's such a beautiful thing, you know, reconnecting with somebody that you haven't seen or, you know, heard from in years. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
And it's, you know, it's really, you know, a beautiful thing, especially if you meet up with somebody who I suppose you've lost contact with, you know, haven't seen in person or, you know, even connected with, and all of a sudden, you know, you're back in each other's lives and, you know, things may have changed quite a lot. And yet when you get together with these people, it's like, you know, it's like you haven't been apart. I love those kind of connections where you see where people have
Haven't met up for years, and yet the friendship and the humour and all of that is exactly the same 100%, as last time.
And that's, you know, that's so beautiful.
That's good when that happens.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we've been talking a lot about the hard side of things like that. But just finishing on that note on how, you know, the human connection can, you know, human connection can be a beautiful thing with those who, you know, you've really connected with and have, you know, really started to care about. And when you get those connections, when you form those friendships, it's awesome, you know, when you finally click with the people who you know really, really get you. All right, we'll go to another song and we'll be back after this.
Feeling down, that's okay. Let it all just flow. Every tear, every ache helps you learn and grow. You might think you're not enough, but you're more than gold. Your heart is brave and tough. It's okay to let it show. You are, you are, you are more than enough. You are, you are, you are so loved. You are, you are, you are more than enough. Yourself feel the love
in the dark through the night. No, you're not alone. Every star, every light guides you on your home. Don't be scared to let it out. Your pain paints a glow. You're amazing, have no doubt. Just let your feelings flow. You are, you are, you are more than enough. You are, you are, you are so loved. You are, you are, you are more than enough. You are okay. Let yourself feel the love. It's okay to cry, to fall. You'll rise above, stand tall. Through it all, you're so strong. You are loved, you belong. You are, you are, you are more than enough. You are, you are, you are so loved. You are, you are, you are more than enough. You are okay. Let yourself feel the love.
Welcome back, everybody.
You're hanging out with me and my mates on Access Radio 104.4. And that song was another song that I used utilising AI. It's called More Than Enough. And I just hope that that song encourages you that you are more than enough, you are okay, and you are loved. And, just keep being amazing. You know, keep being yourself. And, yeah.
definitely.
So that, yeah, thank you for hanging up with us today and hope you enjoyed the show.
And thanks to Life Skills for helping with the show.
Yeah.
Caught up with them again the other week. Haven't seen them for a while.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks Life Skills for your support with the show.
Catch you on again next time. Later, homies.
Peace out.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope everyone's enjoyed the show. And catch us again next time. And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki, for their support with the show.
Yes, big ups to Life Skills. And if you enjoyed our show, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And you can also check it out on Access Radio Taranaki.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.